From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brown.
And I'm Alex Chadwick.
The tide is turning.
She ran a terrific race.
He broke every spending record in this state.
We can use fear as a tactic.
Trying to knock us out of the race.
Threat of terrorism to scare up votes.
Well, the people of Pennsylvania had other ideas today.
Senator Hillary Clinton keeps her campaign for the Democratic presidential nomination alive with a win in Pennsylvania.
The next campaign battleground, Indiana. We'll hear two views from there on the Democratic race. First, how will the candidates refine their strategy going forward?
We're joined now by John Dickerson. He's chief political correspondent for the online magazine Slate.com and a regular guest here. John, welcome back.
Thank you for having me back.
So I see a lot of people using the word decisive to describe Hillary Clinton's 10-point victory in Pennsylvania. A clear win, says the New York Times. So is it a decisive and clear loss for Senator Obama?
Well, yes, but this is a long battle, and Senator Obama has the numbers on his side, and that continues to be the case. He's got more pledged delegates, he's ahead in the number of states won, and he's also got the popular vote. It's a beating for him because he spent a lot of money in the state. He contested it very hard. Still, to win and get the nomination, Hillary Clinton has to pull off a rather tricky maneuver.
We're going to speak to the chair of the Democratic Party in Indiana in just a moment. Senator Obama was there last night making a speech, and he went after Senator McCain. Here's some of what he said.
John McCain has offered this country a lifetime of service, and we respect that. But what he's not offering is any meaningful change from the policies of George W. Bush. John McCain believes that George Bush's Iraq policy is a success, so he's offering four more years of a war with no exit strategy. John McCain said that George Bush's economic policies have led to, and I quote, great progress over the last 7 years.
You wonder, I wonder, if Senator Obama really has a clear shot at Senator McCain now, or doesn't he still have to deal with Senator Clinton?
Senator Obama definitely has to still deal with Senator Clinton, but one of the ways he's trying to do that is by talking about John McCain. And his approach here is essentially to say, hey, there's this Republican nominee. We've got to start focusing on him. The party's got to pick its nominee and get moving because John McCain is having all of this free time to go loping around the country making his case, and we're stuck in this bitter fight.
Well, Senator Clinton said last night he can't close the deal. He can't close it. She can't either. Neither one of them can at this point. I mean, how do you get out of this?
Well, that's right. This is an interminable deal that's not closing and won't probably until June. The only way that the Democrats get out of it is those superdelegates need to step forward and make a decision about which of the candidates they're going to back. The problem for those remaining that are still undecided is they're looking for some kind of sign, and the only place they're going to get such a sign is from a decisive election victory by one of the two of them. And while Hillary Clinton's was decisive in Pennsylvania, it wasn't decisive enough.
John, I do see a very slow accretion of superdelegates to Senator Obama, the governor of Oklahoma, coming out in the last day saying he is now declaring for Senator Obama, something he had earlier said he would not do until much later. So there are little one, two, three, you know, votes there, but no break.
No break. And the superdelegates have decided that to reverse the trend of the elected delegates and pick Hillary Clinton as the nominee would just be too explosive for the party. It's just that there are only a few superdelegates in these, as you say, ones and twos, who are willing to take that stand. But ultimately, that may be the decision that those superdelegates come to at the very end of this process.
Thank you, John. John Dickerson, chief political correspondent for Slate.com, with us again here on Day to Day. Thanks, John.
Thank you.